study is going to be turning to long.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
6 hours.
The original schedule meeting today.
At 3.
What 3?
Somebody that you were trying to try to call.
At 3, what do you see? You got it? Both of them.
Very hard.
Basic that to the other side, and that's too flat to refuse to consider it. And
creative concerns me more than anything else. Congressional hearing, it was, we've got about 3 weeks before Congress could ask. We've bombed the hell out of them in that 3 weeks period. We've got that merit list put on this button. On the other hand,
RPA to me, know that too.
But if he has that, then he can't survive.
And an RPA to me is
ceasefire, they don't, if they don't get into these, unfortunately.
I did not see the thing, but I did see a little note of this Harris poll, which said that.
I never heard of that, but I think they had very early on.
Well, I think it was a recent one, sir.
But it's shocking that.
Someone mentioned to me yesterday, I didn't see it, and I saw a little squid in a paper that said that.
Well, what is your choice?
Sir.
If the choice was, go ahead.
If the choice was a bad agreement, as compared with a decent one,
which would
involve the withdrawal of North Vietnamese troops, the majority chose the latter. That it seemed to indicate that I shouldn't quote the name about sea, but I think that Colson, please. It seemed to look flawed.
Forget that. We're pulling for your very fresh information. I'm pulling myself on our offer. And frankly, the best offer for this offer that we've made in the committee is that seeing whether or not people would support you and you would turn it down. I know that on that, you could have the implications on the call. Well, we shall see. Well, the point is, we're not going to poll. The only purpose of polling is to determine, frankly, what's going to affect Congress.
Yes.
That's what I am. That is going to affect anyone goddamn day. Because that's why I say we have between now and, I would say basically the 10th of January, Congress can act awful fast. Damn, Mansfield and the rest, they get their committees formed and they start strutting around.
Aren't we going to have to do some reorganizing and getting organized before we take some time and they do it that quickly? So we're willing.
I'll be done with you.
Oh, yes, of course.
We may take a little further credit. But we're going to know it. The leaders will need. They'll all make statements, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And by that time, we'll all be discounted. That's our problem. We've got to have statements with our firm. Right now, what we see between now and the 3rd of January, at the Christmas season, not a very good time to set up a war, but on the other hand, in the sense it's not a bad time, because the goddamn Congress is not here. We just whacked the hell out of
them. On the other hand, I would have to say, sir, that I don't doubt that given the length of time now that we've had it fairly well in and out,
yeah.
We're not going to have any immediate dramatic effects and acceptance in a psychological way. I think the impact. I don't think we're going to have any military impact. I don't think we're going to have any military impact.
Yeah, I'm worried that
it will be weeks before.
Well, I understand. I have a plan a little different. The chief came up with a half-assed plan, you might expect. But we're going to need to be here too. We're not going to worry about civilian targets. You might have some effect.
I think it will have the effect on the psychological side if there has been nervousness.
That's what I meant. Psychologically, it's the only effect.
Right.
Jesus Christ, if we can't repeat it, the Jews and everything else we've got up there, if we can't dump it up on them, we'll let them think we've got it. It has a psychological effect. No, I agree from a military standpoint that military already needs 2 more years. No, they say 12 more years, perhaps. Yeah, now they go on a high third generation. It's just got conscionable. Well, you can't go that long. But on the psychological side, that's why that's the wall this time. We're just not going to step it up a little by little. That stepping up stuff that's been tried for this country for too long. It's the only good thing we've done, the 2 good things we can't go with. Hey, that has a tough one.
Yeah, an enormous effect, yes, sir.
Psychologically and military control.
Yes,
sir. So they've got to be hurting. They've got to be hurting. You can't tell me either that mining and all that. They have to build up all that stuff despite.
They have an enormous resistance, of course.
Yeah, I see that.
You know, but to overcome and completely offset, make up for the losses which occur as a result of both the bombing and the mining.
And the agreement in the government. Hello. Yeah.
this, this stuff together and set up, and it's in the empty chancery rather than the rest of the church they can operate.
I'm sorry.
I
you and me, I don't put make it there. I meant chew.
Chew?
You know, I sit there, got a little duck and a little, he sat there phlegmatically. You just don't mean it.
Well, the two things, the only two things that he won, all of us, the money they paid on, couldn't care us about. Two things they won, of course, were the troops.
The troops.
And the language.
The language on whether or not it was a government or an administration, which of course, which I put a second point at least. Because I said, that we ended it by saying, look, I said, President, you and I will interpret the great saying.
They say that that's what they
say. They say, and our group, they do what they want. And then also, he can also veto the Senate thing. That's the point. It's never going to come into effect. On the first point, the North, of course, is never going to go up there. Never visited that in there. It's like they have to head to the South. Got to work on all
there's only one way.
Star. Show. Ask him.
If the North, if he really wants a ceasefire, if it really does, almost hard to believe. If it really does,
why wouldn't they want one? Now, if you say hard to believe,
I mean, in the real sense, that is, they really end the war.
And they,
I find that hard to believe. I just, I think they're.
No, they want to win the war.
Time.
They want to win our fighting, and so does the South. Okay. Two now, to discredit, tell I'm glad they want to win the war. They don't want to kill all those bastards. So, if the North wants to end the war,
then some of their forces remaining in the South would not be a bad thing for you.
Yeah.
They could do some of the policing of the D.C., who are the people that are going to be chasing the villages, villagers and village chiefs. If the North really wanted to adhere to a ceasefire, and if, on the other hand, what they want to do is leave those forces down there to let them become D.C.
Well, now, do we need any further instructions to Henry right now?
Sure, I have not.
I may not have. He's bucked up enough. Have you got him?
No, I think so.
Got his morale back?
Oh, yes, he was good. He was charging at that point, so I think he had.
It's tough for him. Bastards, but you cannot get away from reality. You've got a little bit away from reality here. On October 8th, you know, you know, I know what this is. I want to get the deal wrapped up before the election. You can't wrap it up without consulting your ally. That's the problem, as you well know. But having now, getting back in touch with it, if you have no question about the fact that he knows that there was an option too. And
as to what follows then, see how the train of events comes out.
And he also knows that he is to keep open the negotiating track. So it's worthwhile.
Exactly.
See, worthwhile. Keep negotiating, but we're not. If this breaks down at this point, we've done damn well or not. I mean, you see the bombing at the present level. What the hell is going on in the North now?
Very little. For two reasons. One, of course,
weather.
They haven't shut off in 20 years.
I know.
Terrible. But the weather is actually terrible.
Weather's always bad in the month, isn't
it? It really is.
Well, you didn't mean that it did break you.
Well, sir, a new problem. Since we stopped north of the 20th, of course, they've been shifting
sands
down so that they now have half the sand force down in the vicinity of the 20th and below it. So the consequence of that means we have to get more and more Iron Man protecting the B-52s.
They have. But how about over in Hanoi? I'm talking about using B-52s over in Hanoi.
Oh. Well, there
they own the sand now.
The weather is better up there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's where that was the Saturday, but we shot down.
Yes.
Was the Saturday, it was the Saturday. How about it was off? They, kind of lose time.
All those later back to, our exhaust later on, they've done very damn.
Well, you see what I mean? We, if we go back to bombing in the Hagwon, Hanoi area, just to go back to those goddamn Melbourne, so that some Air Force guys can get some more, from, flying cross, that's not that way. Distinguished flying cross. There is Jesus Christ, what to another old fleet of metal. And the Navy gets what the hell does the Navy get? The same thing. You just, I see them out there. And all they've done is fly over the goddamn place. They don't drop them any place. They're not hitting the goddamn thing. Well, this time, they're, we're going to hit something. I want a B-52 plant by the end of the day. And, Delmore, I want to talk to him about it. This is not good, telling this is direct from me to him, not to be discussed with the secretary, commander in chief, the chairman of the commander in chief. So I want to see the people do not to be discussed. He, on a private basis, be ready to come over and talk to me, say, call her, and he said, okay. I want to see what the hell he's got. I asked him about it. He said to me, the secretary, there's no problem, the secretary, say the president wants to see the got to see what is doable in the event that we have to break off the arm. What is doable in hitting in that area? Okay, you call him and tell him this is so that it doesn't appear to run around here and say, I want him to do it privately so we don't stir up the panic on this, but that he should come over here to see you. Tell him that I've asked you for this, but he wants to come see me. And if you say privately, the president says, me, you want to see it too. So be ready. Come by his stuff. To see you, call certain parents.
Right.
Now, in the meantime, you should have something from Henry as well. What the hell he's.
We should have a pressure.
Quarter three, he's either having a meeting or he's postponed to tomorrow.
If it's not there, I call him before I get the train. It's not there. I came in, I called him, checked in.
Not if it's not there, when I get back, I'll call out and see if they'll have it. Check the concept and see if it's not there. They say the president is actually the master of the
president.
You don't need to do that. But the day is working.
Yes.
And you can call me anytime. I'll be here all day, right? And as long as it's going until 12:30. I'll be here exactly when it's 12 in this office. I'm working in this office. Anything you've got something to do, you've got to call me and I'll be sure. And if you think there's any thoughts come to you as to a message we can send to him, I'm trying to think. See, my thought of having him come home for consultation, whether I agree with you for a day, where I realize it raises all sorts of hell, so be it. It's going to raise some doubts in their mind. If we're going to break off anyway, then he goes back and we break off and plan, but it's done after consultation, and I made the decision. See, that's the point.
Yeah, I put it this way. You recognize that this is going on here, and we as well raise intense speculation. But on the other hand,
but if it raises intense speculation, it might break their back. On the one hand, at best. At worst, if we're likely to be probably going to have the worst, they'll still stand firm. And then he comes back and says, I warned him, I came back, but now I'm not gone.
This is the way I do it. I just want to
get up and come across. Good luck.
All right.
Time. Thank you.
If I can get there, I said, a question. I know on the previous troubles that he's taken, supposedly the public support group. Two's position has been very weak.
Oh, they don't want to. Yeah, I know the two things. The two things that disagree with.
I didn't want to put it that way. His two is.
But the key question in there is whether or not the people will support hanging on and not making an agreement as long as there are communists from North Vietnam. next week.
That's right.
All right.
People are fairly...
They're still hard on.
Yeah, they really are. They really are.
Just leave that with me.
That's it.
That doesn't come.
I'll get one later.
Why don't you just take that with you and send it back?
I'll send it over to mine.
Sure, I'll do that. And, what is happening here, which you can't see, is, of course, our gear, our being, creating, our backing off of their position, not their October 8th position, the October 26th position, where they agree with the South Gear, because it's very silly as well. But I am prepared to twist that in the event that I determine the right kind of agreement. It is the kind of terrorism strikes here. Even though some targets will remain in the South, provided there is no legal right to them or anything, see it treated that way. Or anyway. And that agreement would be very overwhelming if you approve of the American agreement. If you survive, I mean, not you, but it's obvious if you survive. Now, we may face the hard ones here where this will break down. Because, See, that's the thing I'm concerned about.